The question was asked, as a chozer b'tshuva, or someone who's learning, when should one ask his rabbi a question, and when should we figure it out, and how do you know where to look it up? So I want to delineate between two types of questions. We have questions in hashkafa, in approach, in attitude, how we should view life, Judaism, Torah, mitzvot, raising children. And then we have questions in halakha. And it's hard to point a finger and say which one is more important, because sometimes the hashkafa will actually define how we apply the halakha. I met a guy once on the bus. He told me, I know I have to educate my children, so I take them with me to shul, and I yell at them about every 10 seconds they should be quiet, and then I take them to learn with me, and I spend the frustrating 2 hours yelling at them they should be learning, and I get nowhere. So his hashkafa is a little bit off, even though he knows the halakha, he's supposed to teach his children his hashkafa. His applications of the halakha is off, and so he's not really doing the halakha correctly. So hashkafa can really be a defining factor in how we perform the halakha. People very often, specifically with good intentions, can be very destructive. And that's why I would say that when it comes to hashkafa, a person is best off asking. If you're not perfectly clear on what your tradition, on what you've learned, ask. Get it clear and ask again and make sure you're doing it right. Because hashkafa is something that you really, really need to have in a balanced way to lead your life correctly. And opening a sefer very often can be an inaccurate way of figuring it out. A person reads what it says in the sefer and he takes it literally and he goes with it. And sometimes it's off. And the application of halakha is really guided by the hashkafa. And the balanced approach in hashkafa is something which a person needs to fine-tune. When a person's grown up in an observant home, so then hopefully he has a model to copy. And even then, it's worthwhile to grow and see how tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim implement the Torah in their own lives. And that's part of shimush talmidei chachamim, and that's part of what we try to learn as we learn from our teachers. And that's why in hashkafa, I feel like a person can always get more, and it's always worth asking in hashkafa. When it comes to halakha, so there, a person should try to learn what he can in yeshiva and also have at least one sefer that's a shortcut sefer that he familiarizes himself with. So let's say a person takes Yalkut Yosef if he's a Sephardi, or he takes Kitzur Shulchan Aruch if he's an Ashkenazi, or Chayei Adam. A person takes one short sefer, which should be his basis, and that's a sefer he should learn and review, and it should cover the halachot that he needs to know on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, meaning the halachot of Pesach, the halachot of Tisha B'Av, now the 3 weeks. You take a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and 3 pages, you have all the halachot of the 3 weeks, and Tisha B'Av, you have everything you need to know. So that if a person does that, so then 85% of what he needs to do, he'll know from that book. And for the other 15%, he'll ask. Now, what do most people do? They ask the rabbi this year, and then by the time next year comes around, they forget, and they ask the rabbi again next year. And this is how they do it their whole lives. I recommend get a notebook. The questions repeat themselves. People have the same questions every Shabbos. People have the same questions every year. Is quinoa kitniot or is it not kitniot? Am I allowed to eat things that are made with corn oil, cottonseed oil on Pesach or not? Yeah, people have the same questions. Am I allowed to listen to music on the night of Lag BaOmer or not? Am I allowed to do laundry on the morning after Tisha B'Av? Do I have to wait till midday? What about taking a haircut, shaving, etc.? The questions repeat themselves. So whatever you're not clear on from the halachot you've learned, get a notebook. And when you ask the questions, write down the answers so that you don't have to re-ask them next year. And I think that that's a relatively simple formula, which will hopefully bring you to a point where most of your life you won't have to ask questions because you'll know the answers. If you're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on a steady basis and you're reviewing it, 85% of what you have to do you'll know. And the other 15% you'll fill in over time. And then as you develop your knowledge base, I mean, it's a shame you'll have questions. Because the truth is that the more you learn, the more questions you have. And that's good. That's because you're learning. If you're at a point where you know all the answers, then you don't really know all the answers. It just means you haven't developed enough to have new questions. So in fact, it is a good thing, and that's why I say l'charav, a person should have a Rebbe. But nonetheless, in leading your regular life, it's recommended that I think that that's the course to follow.